KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Your sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament coming up this Friday and Saturday in Corning has made some adjustments to their schedule due to the expected wintry weather. Schedule looks a little different now. Friday, tomorrow, they'll have weigh-ins in the high school gym at noon with the coaches meeting at 1 o'clock in the music room at the Activity Center. At 5 o'clock, from 2 until 5, pigtails and championship first-round matches will be wrestled. 5 to 7 quarterfinals and first-round consolation matches will be held. And here's how they'll do it. In the high school gym, they'll wrestle weight classes 106 through 145, and at the Activity Center, 152 through 285 will be wrestling. Then on Saturday, weigh-ins again at noon at the high school gym with the coaches meeting in the Activity Center at 1 o'clock. Second-round consolations will be held starting at 2 o'clock. Again, 106 to 145 in the high school gym and 152 to 285 at the Activity Center. At 3:30, the semifinals and third-round consolation will be wrestled with the semis in the Activity Center and the consolation at the high school gym. After a short break, they'll have consolation semifinals at 5:45 in the Activity Center. Also at the Activity Center at 6:45, fifth and sixth place matches will be held. And then at 7:50 Saturday night, the championship and third and fourth place matches will be held in the Activity Center in Corning. We'll take a look at the Corner Conference basketball tournament play from last night. The semifinals were held both boys and girls last evening. On the boys' side, it was East Mills beating Sydney 55-34 and Stanton advancing with a 69-55 win over Fremont Mills. On the girls' side, the semifinals saw Fremont Mills beat Griswold 40-31, while Sydney beat Stanton 64-31 in last night's play. Well, the 23rd-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes rallied for a win at Penn State last night in a game heard here on KJAN. A late three-pointer by Jordan Bohannon was a dagger in an 89-82 victory. The Hawkeyes finished the game on a 10-2 run after the Nittany Lions had used an 8-0 run to erase a 7-point Iowa advantage.
Garza was great. Bohannon makes a big shot. I mean, you know, you got to give that team credit with how they fought in that situation and then how we maintained our composure and got the lead back, and then got the stops we needed.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Hawkeyes played without leading scorer and rebounder Tyler Cook, who warmed up but was unable to play on his injured ankle.
The thing with sprained ankles is, you know, you can run, but you can't cut. He had no explosion. So I think, you know, to his credit, I think he realized he really wouldn't have helped us if he's out there laboring. And he's just going to be diligent, as he has been, with rehabilitating that thing so we can get ready for Sunday.
McCaffrey hopes that he will be able to play Sunday against Illinois.
Well, that's the plan. You know, we'll see. You never know with sprained ankles. You know, sometimes it takes a little longer than you think, and sometimes you're back quicker than you think. And just go day-to-day with him.
We'll have that game Saturday for you here on the radio. 11 o'clock will be the pregame, noon tip time, Iowa facing Illinois. After a tough week, Iowa State came up big on the road last night as Nick Weiler-Babb's late jumper gave the Cyclones the lead for good in a 68-64 win at 8th-ranked Texas Tech.
And we just had to weather the storm. You know, we tried to take care of the ball, but it got away from us. And when they tied it up, you know, we just had to settle the guys down. And then I just tried to make a good bucket for us.
The Cyclones moved to 3-2 in the Big 12 with that win last night.
We just came in here super hungry. We needed to win really bad. You know, we took two losses. We shouldn't have lost at home. You know, we got to protect home court. But we came in here with a mindset that we needed to win. And, I mean, everybody from 1 through 13 came in, and Lindell came off the bench. George came off the bench and provided a huge spark for us.
The loss was the first for Texas Tech in Big 12 conference play.
Two wins over top 10 teams in the country. I think they told me in the media only three other teams have done that so far. And so just got to keep playing. But we continue to build our chemistry. We continue to get healthy. You know, I've said before, I really like this team.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Cyclones will host Oklahoma State on Saturday. Well, Nick McGlynn had 19 points and 11 rebounds, and Drake built a big first half lead as they beat Bradley 69-52 last night. Drake has defeated the Braves in three of the last four meetings. The Bulldogs had closed the first half on a 26-6 run for a 33-15 advantage at the break as Brady Ellingson made three three-pointers during that surge. Tramell Murphy scored 8 of his 11 points in the first half and finished with a career-high 11 rebounds. Ellingson had 15 points, and DJ Wilkins chipped in with 10 as the Bulldogs improved to 13-5 on the year. They're 2-3 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Well, the UNI Panthers moved to 3-2 in the Missouri Valley with a 69-64 win over Indiana State last night. It was a big game for Spencer Haldeman, who had been struggling with his shot.
Instead of taking a step back and going into a shell because he's missing shots, he's going the other way with everything else.
He's doing everything else at a higher level. So now in a game like tonight, you've got all those things going. Plus, he's doing what he's capable of doing and what he expects to do, and that's drill some shots.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who wants his players to have some confidence even when their shots aren't falling as the Panthers pick up that win last night. In top 25 men's college hoops elsewhere last night, it was 14th-ranked Auburn over Texas A&M, 85-66. Kansas State beat number 20 Oklahoma, 74-61. Number 21 Houston topping SMU, 69-58. A lucky Rudd and Tynese Martin combined for 42 points and 16 in the fourth quarter when they made 12 of 14 free throws. And West Virginia pulled away for a 73-64 win over number 18 Iowa State last night in women's college hoops. Rudd had 22 points, making 11 of 13 free throws, 7 of 8 in the fourth quarter when she had her three steals. Martin had 20 points, 9 in the fourth quarter when she was 5 of 6 from the line and grabbed 11 rebounds. Iowa State led 48-46 entering the fourth quarter when Martin and Rudd promptly made two free throws, which capped a 7-0 run. Cyclones tied it, but a three-point play put West Virginia up for good. Bridget Carlton had 26 points, 10 rebounds, along with four assists for Iowa State. Cyclones fall to 13-4. They're 3-2 in Big 12 conference play. Well, the 22nd-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women will host Michigan tonight. The Hawkeyes are coming off a win at 23rd-ranked Minnesota, a game in which they outscored the Gophers 49-23 in the second half.
We've kind of been waiting all year for that to happen because I think we all understand how good our team can be, and we all have that belief in each other, and I think we all know it's right there. You know, it's just like we just got to go take it. We just got to go execute for 40 minutes and just see how good that we can be because I think we all know it's there.
That's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluter, who says a key for the Hawkeyes is their perimeter scoring.
When our guards are playing well, that's what makes us a special team, right? Everybody knows we have Megan and Hannah and how well we shoot inside. But what makes us a special team is when the guards are playing well.
Iowa's 3-2 in Big Ten conference play. Oklahoma's found a replacement for reigning Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts says he's leaving Alabama and transferring to Oklahoma, making that announcement in a story in the Players Tribune. He'll be available immediately as a graduate transfer. Hurts was a two-year starter who led Alabama to a pair of national championship games and was Southeastern Conference Offensive Player of the Year as a freshman. Hurts leaves Alabama with 5,626 yards and 48 touchdowns passing, and also 1,976 yards and 23 touchdowns rushing. The Iowa State Athletics Department announced that the football team's 2019 spring football practice schedule will begin on March 12th and conclude on April 20th. This year's spring schedule will not include a spring football game. Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard said, as a result of the uncertain weather conditions we face each spring in Iowa, plus the site preparation work that will begin this spring for the new Sports Performance Center project, Pollard said, Coach Campbell and I have decided not to schedule a spring football game. He said, similar to last year, Coach Campbell and his staff can use that day to conduct a 15th spring practice, which they feel is more beneficial for the overall development of the student athletes and the football program. This will be the second year in a row the football team did not host a spring football game. The 2018 game was canceled due to inclement weather. Iowa State football will host its annual Pro Day on March 26th. And baseball fans are welcome to enter an online drawing to buy season tickets to the College World Series. Fans who enter by midnight on March 1st will be eligible to be selected to buy up to 4 season tickets to the College World Series, which is held in June each year at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. The number of tickets available is to be determined and based on existing season ticket holder renewals. Most of the tickets for new applicants will be in the upper level of the stadium. Season ticket holders can request seat relocation in future years. People whose names are drawn will receive email notice by March 6th. Season ticket prices range from $425 to $476, and fans can apply online by going to ncaa.com/CWSTickets. Or they can go to CWSOmaha.com. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.